ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Drugs, sex, and lavish dinners out. News organisations paying for interviews is hardly new. But the allegations about what Channel 7's Spotlight program gave to Bruce Lehrman for a sit-down interview are surprising, to say the least. Today, Media Watch host Paul Barry unpacks what's unfolded and discusses whether the public can trust the press when the checkbook is out. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Paul, we're going to have a look at so-called checkbook journalism in Australia. The latest scandal, of course, relates to an interview conducted with Bruce Lehrman by Channel 7's Spotlight program back in June last year.
Bruce?
Liam, morning.
You ready?
Let's light some fires.
Did you watch it?
I did, yes, and it was fascinating. I mean, we hadn't heard from Bruce Lehrman, and so, yes, I absolutely watched it, and I thought it was gripping television.
You know that there is nothing out of bounds here, don't you?
I do.
Everything's on the table.
Ask me anything.
There's no question off limits.
Go for it.
The journalist conducting it, of course, is Liam Bartlett, and it was an exclusive, wasn't it, Paul, as they say?
It certainly was, and they, you know, trumpeted with great gusto and advertised it widely and, you know, certainly gave it a big launch.
Bruce Lehrman has never told his side of the story. Now he's breaking his silence in a 7 News Spotlight exclusive Sunday.
So just a reminder, this interview, it came after a criminal trial was aborted where Bruce Lehrman was accused of raping Brittany Higgins at Parliament House in Canberra. He always denied any wrongdoing and the trial ended because of juror misconduct and there was no finding against him. But Paul, when did we first become aware that Bruce Lehrman was receiving a form of payment in return for the interview he did with Spotlight?
We discovered that in December last year when it was revealed that Channel 7 had paid his rent for a year. Mm-hmm. So they'd paid him the equivalent of $104,000 in exchange for the interview. And they had previously said that they had not paid him and that they had merely assisted with travel and accommodation expenses during the filming. Mm-hmm. And clearly that was not true.
But now we know more, don't we? Because enter Taylor Auerbach. Who is he?
Taylor Auerbach was the producer on Spotlight. He was actually the man who landed the Lehrman interview. He was the guy who did all the face-to-face negotiations, as far as I can see, as far as the text messages that he's supplied to the court reveal. Mm-hmm. And he was doing that from October 2022, at which point Lehrman was still on trial and the jury was actually still deliberating as to whether he was guilty or not guilty. Let me just wind back. This all became a story because an article came up in news.com.au by Samantha Maiden saying that Auerbach had hired Thai masseurs and paid for them on the company credit card on a night out with Lehrman back in November 2022. Auerbach was outed and then got himself in a position where he decided he was going to tell more, and he swore affidavits for the court and then appeared in court in the Lehrman defamation trial last week. So
yeah, right.
It's a complicated way in which it arose, but basically Auerbach put himself out there and then found himself in the middle of a court case.
It is rather complicated, but basically, that's the case that Lehrman's taken over the project interview with Brittany Higgins, where she alleges she was raped at Parliament House. She doesn't name Lehrman, but Lehrman is suing Channel 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson.
Exactly, a tangled web.
A very tangled web. So Auerbach is outed, and Channel 10's lawyers say, well, hang on a minute, this seems to be interesting information. We better reopen this defamation case. And the judge in that case, Justice Michael Lee, he agrees, doesn't he, to reopen it?
That's right. And in the course of this evidence, Auerbach then enumerates a whole bunch of payments that have been made to Lerman: meals, golf trips, flights, accommodation, and allegedly sex, payment for sex and drugs as well, some of which is backed up by evidence. We'll see whether what Justice Lee makes of it. He may not believe it, or he may believe it. But that's not all he produces in court. What causes Lee to reopen the case is the suggestion that Lerman has supplied documents from the criminal court case, which he's not allowed to pass on to another court case or to the media. And that gets into the possession of Spotlight. And Auerbach is saying it got into the possession of Spotlight because Lerman gave it to Spotlight. And he has various text messages which support that account that he gives. And so these are some, that is a very serious allegation against Lerman, because if it's true, it means that he's lied in his defamation trial, because he was asked about whether he had supplied those documents, and he said absolutely he did not, and his lawyers were instructed to say that he did not. And he also said that he hadn't been paid for the interview apart from the rent. So there's a couple of reasons why Auerbach's evidence goes to Lerman's credit, and that's a serious matter that Lee would have to take into consideration.
Yeah, because that would amount to contempt of court.
Well, it amounts to contempt of the criminal court, mm-hmm. and that would be for the criminal court to take action on if it chose to. But in the case of the defamation trial, Lerman's credit, believability, credibility, all that, is central to the case.
Okay, so Paul, just tell me, what has Channel 7 had to say about all of this?
7 has first of all denied that it's made these payments or that it knew anything about it. But clearly it can't do that because there are receipts there and the payments have obviously been made. But 7 says, we've never paid for sex and we've never paid for drugs and we disapprove of all this stuff and we're very dismayed to find out that that's happening, mm-hmm. because it's not the culture of 7.
Mm. Bruce Lehrman's lawyers argue that Taylor Auerbach is disgruntled. He's got it in for Channel 7.
Yes, he is, and Auerbach readily admits it. He was asked if he hated Steve Jackson, who's the producer that he was out to get. But as Lee then pointed out, that doesn't mean to say that he's lying. Lee said, yes, you are clearly motivated by revenge. You're out to damage the network as much as possible and your former colleagues, but that doesn't mean to say you're not to be believed. Mm. So he has a motive to lie, but not necessarily lying. That was Justice Lee's summing up.
Mm, all right. So, Paul, Justice Lee is now considering, of course, this new evidence. So his judgment has been delayed in that defamation case that we mentioned before. So, Channel 7, it denies many of these allegations, all these allegations, but it does agree that it did pay for Bruce Lehrman's rent. And that does, doesn't it, amount to what is known as checkbook journalism. It's hardly a new concept, and we know that programs like Spotlight quite often use this method to get their so-called exclusives.
I'd be surprised if Spotlight has done more than a handful of programs that haven't involved payments to mm-hmm. people. I mean, its whole method of operation is to buy interviews. Spotlight, for example, paid Vicky Campion, or I think maybe that was Sunday Night, but the same management and type of program. Mm. And they paid Vicky Campion $150,000. That was Barnaby Joyce's now wife.
Yes.
They paid Craig McLaughlin, it's said, $200,000 after he was charged with indecent assault. He was acquitted.
I was public enemy number one. I'm sitting here today 100% acquitted. I'm an innocent man.
They paid Anthony Coletti $150,000. He was the hairdresser husband of Melissa Caddick, the fraudster in Sydney.
People love money more than human life, apparently.
Who murders her?
My suspect list is long.
And it's really no surprise that they paid Lerman. And I think the temptation, the desire to get the interview always means with particular organisations that they will push the moral limit and the ethical limit, mm. and they will stretch it and they will find a way around and convincing themselves that it's actually okay to do what they're doing.
And of course the ABC does not engage in checkbook journalism, and of course there's many other news organisations that also have a policy against it.
No, it doesn't, that's right. And so the ABC is a disadvantage. Whether that's a problem or not is another matter,
yes.
But the ABC is clearly can't compete in these big sort of marquee interviews where everyone wants to know the story. And the ABC is not prepared to pay ever, and so doesn't get into those runoffs, those competitions.
So just back to that Spotlight interview and Channel 7, this has all become pretty uncomfortable, I would have thought, for Channel 7.
I think it is, particularly because, well, Spotlight, the new season of Spotlight launches on Sunday, and they have programs already in the can. So while Seven might be tempted to wrap up the program and say, okay, this is, you know, it's a disgrace for us. We need to do something about this. We're not prepared to tolerate this sort of stuff in our culture. We'll get rid of the program and we'll get rid of the people on it. That's kind of a more difficult option given that they're not trying to launch a new season of it. So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but I would imagine that the conversations are taking place in Seven and there's a lot of very unhappy people. And there's plenty of good people at Seven, and Seven News is a fine operation. So it is very disturbing if you're one of those people who is watching the reputation of the network being trashed like this.
And more broadly, Paul, what do you think it does for the profession overall, these sort of payments being made, the public's perception of the quality of journalism in this country?
Well, I think it's really bad. I think one of the problems with that is that when you're paying someone to do an interview, it's very hard then to go tough on them, as you should do. So in the case of Lerman, it was a terrific TV program, and it's terrific to have, you know, the opportunity to see Lerman on being questioned because he didn't take the stand. But one of the first questions they should have asked him was, if you're so keen to proclaim your innocence, why didn't you get up and do that in court? If you want to tell your side of the story, why didn't you do that in court when you had the opportunity? There may be a very good answer to that, but that's surely a question that should have been put. The problem with paying for interviews and billing these things in such a way is that you don't then do the journalistic job that you need to do. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but that is the risk. So that's, I think, the problem. And the public doesn't know that. If the public doesn't know that the money has changed hands, then the public is not able to judge whether they're really going for the interview or not, I think. I think it's a problem.
All right, so Paul, what do you think? Should Channel 7 end this? Stop paying for interviews and other organisations for that matter? Just stop doing it.
Look, that's not going to happen. I mean, realistically, there's no way it's going to happen. And I think in certain circumstances, it's okay to pay people. I don't think it's a huge problem. It's a question of who you're paying, and it's a question of also being transparent about it. And I think journalists who are engaged in these negotiations need to be, well, essentially more ethical.
Paul Barry is the host of Media Watch on ABC TV. You can catch it on Monday nights at 9:15 or on iView. This episode was produced by Bridget Fitzgerald and Nell Whitehead. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.